the fall in the air? Wherever you are listening to this from, I hope it's cooling off.
Well, we're hoping it's snowing somewhere in the world today. But anyway, welcome to Bible Fellowship Church, our Let's Talk for Friday. Obviously, my friend is back, and thank the Lord for that. And so we're in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. Some of the most, I don't know if you want to say famous or well-known verses as you open up your Bible. And as you're thinking, I'm sure you're already processing these words, but we're going to read it out of a New Living Translation as well. And so here it is, Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 10, out of the New Living Translation.
For it is by God's grace that you have been saved through faith. It is not the result of your own efforts, but God's gift, so that no one can boast about it. God has made us what we are, and in our union with Christ Jesus, he has created us for a life of good deeds, which he has already prepared for us to do. And I remember you talking about, in my Bible, I have written that verse 10 is one of your favorite verses, because you don't want to just stop at 8 and 9, but 10.
Yeah, I think it's fun to think about, you know, often we think about grace and that we're saved by faith. And that's nothing that we've done to deserve that, not a result of works, and no one should boast. But the word in ESV would be workmanship. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. And I just think it's fun to think about how God put us together as a masterpiece. And he set us, you know, even like some of the conversations you had today, you've been down roads, your workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, so that you could have this conversation that you had today with the people that you were, you know, you were chatting to.
Also, one time I remember somebody sharing that if you take a good old cross stitch, you know, when your grandma used to do a cross stitch picture, and if you turn it around and look on the back of it, it looks like a total mess. But you're flipping around. And so we don't see what's behind the scenes of what God is doing, but creating, yes. Oh, and it's a work in progress.
Right. So he didn't just save us to be, oh yeah, I got faith, I got saved. And so now I go about my life. There's a plan and a purpose that he's got. And I guess the words that, you know, going back to verse 10, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So I, you know, that's another great opportunity for us to say, okay, anything that's happening to us today, it's been prepared by him. And so there's no, you know, oh, shucks, this happened. Oh, no, no, no. He's calling us to walk. You know, we don't know what the rest of our afternoon looks like, but he already knows it's prepared. It's planned out. There's a purpose behind it. We need to be seeking him in that. And we get that opportunity. Why? Because we're saved by grace. It's a faith thing.
And to be aware at all times, asking the Holy Spirit to make us aware. Okay, Lord, what are you doing? Where are you working? And what is my part in what you're doing? And asking the Holy Spirit to make that clear to us. And then for us to be bold and courageous to speak to the people in front of us. Or to act, to put into action. Not doing that because we're trying to earn favor, but because that gift of God's grace and salvation has been given to us, then we act out of that love and that grace and that salvation.
Right. And then I think all, you know, going back to workmanship, he designed us exactly the way he wanted us. And so we need to walk in that with worth from him, not because we've done anything. I am who I am. You are who you are. Gifts, talents, abilities. You're his workmanship. You are his masterpiece. And at times we see our own flaws and our frustrations, but coming back to, no, I am created with a purpose and a plan. I am his workmanship. And I want to find my worth out of him, not me. Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. No. And let's just pray. Let me pray for us and ask the Lord. Lord God, thank you that you are a God that is real and at work, and you are doing things all over this world. And we get the privilege just right here to be a part of what you're doing. So Lord, will you show us what it is? And may we say yes to you and then say, God, what is the question? What is it? And may we walk not in fear or feeling unworthy, but because we are a workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do good works on that sanctification process that we are walking. And Lord, thank you for your grace that meets us and your mercy that meets us there. And so we want to be a part of what it is that you're doing. So Lord, we're yours. We're surrendered to you today. Use us for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for joining us on this Friday. You have a great day.
Bye.